God wants to do exceedingly and abundantly, more than I can ever ask or think, according to the power that's in me. And I'm going to demonstrate the gospel today in word and deed, no matter what I do. Right? So, and I said, spiritual healing? He looked at me, he goes, no, in Jesus, the Jesus. I said, yeah, the Jesus, man. He remembered that. It was good. It's something. Something. Jesus is something, right? So I got done and he's in the back office and I said, hey, man, I said, I got to go. He goes, oh, pray for me. So we prayed and I got to sow the kingdom into him for about 8 minutes and watch him be made whole. And he's like, thank you so much. You are a very nice person. I said, I love Jesus and Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. Have a good day. That's big time breakthrough. It really is. Because these people, when I got there, there are not a lot of people. Look, there are not a lot of people. Like when I go into a place, we're all, how many Christians do you think there are when you go to Walmart? If the Walmart store is full and it's Christmas time, how many people do you think would be confessing Christians? How many people you see praying for people? Ow. Ow. Do you know that in Ephesians it talks about that the eyes of our understanding. Let's just go there. Ephesians 1. Gosh, I'm going nowhere where I thought. It's all good because it's all his word. The awesome prayer of Paul. It's really good.